This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
There has been an extraordinary event in Melbourne that I think has just ended, just finished.
The event?
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming.
Oh, it's coming still.
It is.
Oh, my God.
It's still going to happen.
I got that wrong. I got that completely wrong.
Not at all. We're leading it up. We're leading up to it.
Okay. So the event is the AGMC conference. It's the so you'll have to tell us what AGMC stands
for. I know.
It's a funny name.
Well, it has been, because historically it used to be GLBTIQ. I don't know whether you remember, perhaps a decade ago.
Yes.
But then,
yes.
There's been a switch to LGBTIQ, which is sounds as wonderful. But so AGMC stands for the Australian GLBTIQ Multicultural Council, and we haven't really changed the G around.
I see.
So it throws people off.
So Judy...
Should be the AMLC.
Yes, it should be.
So Judy Tang is the president and the chair of the conference.
Yes.
Good morning.
Hi.
And great to have you.
Thank you for having me. I was just saying to Fiona before that I would have loved to listen to more of Toby talk, actually. It was really
he was great.
Interesting.
Yeah, he was great.
Anyway, here I am. I try to be just as entertaining.
So we did have John Zemis, who's one of your conference organisers, on the phone I think a couple of weekends ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was giving us a bit of a plug about the conference, and it's great to have you in here to talk to us about it. I'd love to actually go straight to the whole question of race and politics.
Yep.
But before I do that, just quickly tell us about the conference.
Conference is everything multicultural, multi-faith and LGBTIQ. Actually, it's been over a decade since we had the last one, so it's been a long time coming. And because I was actually part of the first one when I was a uni student showing my age back in 2004. So I remember back then it just felt like it might have been the first in the world or something on multicultural LGBTIQ. And so I just thought, having evolved with AGMC, I thought now was a good time to do another one to see where we're at, if anything has changed. And so it's watch this space, and we'll sort of uncover all of that when we get to the conference.
So no doubt you've been involved in assessing submissions for presentations and selecting.
Yes.
Are there any themes that emerge and come through this?
So there's a few streams that our committee actually pushed quite strongly for. One of them is a disability stream, because it's actually come to our attention that there hasn't been much focus within the disability. And so we're trying to cover all the different intersectionalities as much as possible. So, imagine someone who not only has a multicultural background but also identifies as LGBTI, and on top of that has a disability. They've got a really unique set of things that they have to work through.
Thank you for front-footing that, because one of our listeners this morning, Greg who's a regular listener.
Hi, Greg.
Actually, do you know Greg?
I do now.
So Greg Greg had a question specifically about the disability content in the conference as well.
Well, thanks to Margarita from the National Ethnic Disability Alliance, we have a very strong disability-focused a stream on disability, and including quite a few heads from NDIS, talking about their LGBTI policy and documentation that they're putting out. So it'll be really, really interesting to see what they have to say.
Of course. And of course, in your analysis of the submissions as they come through, mm-hmm. and the selection of the presentations and the themes, is the issue of race and politics and gender and sexuality still alive in our community?
Definitely is the definitive answer that I can provide. There is, and then there's also little subsets that sort of have drawn our attention as well, with the with the notion of refugee and asylum seekers and their access to health, for example. That's a very specific and an interesting topic that we need to look at, because it's things that we never really consider, you know, whether they apply for their visas and how perhaps the Australian government or the system judges their sexuality if they are trying to apply for humanitarian status here. And another thing that, I mean, I just recently found out, it never really occurred to me, because I was born in Australia, but for example, a lot of international students are coming to Australia because we have a lot more freedoms with regards to gender and sexuality. But then how do they access our services and our support here, and including health services here, and can they be safe and feel like they can belong?
Judy, people are constantly commenting to me that it must be much more difficult for LGBTI people who come from a ethnic background of some sort, and that the coming out process is often confounded and much more difficult. What's your comment and what's your view about that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to sound all doom and gloom, and it certainly does have a different set of things that come with being multicultural and LGBTI. I mean, I suppose depending on the culture, you know, perhaps our notion of family is a bit different, and how we might approach coming out to family or talking to family about gender and sexuality. So it's all these things that sometimes a more Anglo or Western community, when they're focused on the individual, you know, it's okay to be out and proud. That might not be so okay for someone who comes from a different cultural background. And it's how to respect that decision.
Mac is distracted.
Are you distracted?
I was reading an email. Recently we had a guy from Timor talking about their first Pride event.
Mm.
And, you know, the real challenges that presents, and also... Oh, I'm just trying to remember the name of the organisation from Singapore.
Yes, Pink Dot.
Pink Dot. Yeah.
And you know, we take, whilst these rights and I suppose tolerance in Australia generally we take for granted. You know, we need to understand that, you know, our near neighbours, you know, Indonesia is you know, particularly and Aceh, that this is. These issues are matters of life and death.
Exactly.
And, you know, so standing up for that is really, really important, and supporting those communities. In terms of the conference, is in content, do you touch on some of on those things much?
What do you mean with regards to our neighbours?
Okay, in what's happening with our near neighbours that...
Yeah, we do.
Yeah?
So I sort of personally extended out some invitations to international researchers talking about... So I've got one researcher from Hong Kong who's done a lot of studies with Asian queer women with a Chinese background, and how they've navigated their journey in China, which it's, you know, it's an evolving process, the LGBTI movement in China. And it's still a very, from I've heard from her, it's still a very secretive process because of the danger that's involved. And also we've got Mary Wu Sims, who's like the former Chief Commissioner of Human Rights from Vancouver, BC, but she also comes quite a bit to Australia. So it'd be really interesting to see, you know, the Canadian perspective on multicultural LGBTI and then, you know, how that sort of compares with Australia, where we're at.
And, look, I recall in the 70s, in the early days of the gay lib movement, there was this whole sort of argument that you weren't really out till you're out to your family.
Yeah.
And that sort of became like the test of whether you were really, you know, whatever your view of that might be, the world has changed, I accept that. Is it okay to not be out to your family?
That's the thing, isn't it? That's the question that people are... I mean, from a cultural perspective, it's, you know, for some people, they don't feel like they have that choice, you know, but family is just as important to them. So that's not okay to potentially out and put everyone in danger, which is what's happening. I mean, and you might, at my age, it was, you know, to be gay, you had to dress a certain way and act a certain way. So, you know, being LGBTI has really evolved with that. And now that, you know, I actually feel quite hopeful for the younger generation. They've become much more progressive and understanding and inclusive with regards to race and culture. So I mean, that's why we also have a youth section, just so we can really hear what we should look forward to and work on in the future.
Now, are tickets still available, Judy?
Yes, tickets still
tell
available.
Tell us about when and where the conference is.
So it's at St Kilda Town Hall, which is where we had it in the first instance. So thank you very much, the City of Port Phillip. And the conference is, you can just go to conference.agmc.org.au. And the tickets are still up.
Thank you.
And when is the conference?
September 21 to 23.
Lovely.
It hasn't been yet, Tess.
It hasn't been yet, not yet.
I got that wrong, didn't I? That's because I won't be here.
Thank you. Judy Chang, Judy Tang, president. he did it, I can tell you. I don't know whether you saw this tweet from Lee Lin Chin.
Yeah.
That she said, for all of you who are asking, I renounced my Singapore citizenship many years ago. I think I might stand for Parliament.
She has my vote.
Hashtag she used was Prime Chinister.
Prime Chinister.
I love it.
I thought, how clever is that?
It's reclaiming language, isn't it?
It is. So Judy Tang is the President and Conference Chair of the AGMC Conference starting 21st of September, City of St Kilda. Google that, get a ticket, go along, support it. I think you'll have a great time.
And really quickly, it's open to everyone. So you don't have to be multicultural out there, because we need allies and supporters to show that this is something that we can get behind.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.